Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
To the NutriMedical Report for debate number one, probably the most watched debate probably since debate started on television many, many years ago. And we have with us the illustrious Jim Fetzer. His latest book, American Nuke to 9/11, his other book, No One Died in Sandy Hook. He's a retired philosophy professor, but he certainly hasn't retired his inductive and deductive logic. We've had some tech issues dealing with putting together some pretty powerful videos, which I have some tech responses from my support company, Elgato, in Portland. Everything should be settled and out on video, both live stream, YouTube, and Vimeo, etc., and also our RSS network worldwide. Jim, I've looked at this election, and basically the debate comes down to two things. The bar is low for Trump. All he has to do is prove that he's presidential. And the bar is very high for Hillary, which in 90 minutes there's no way she can prove that she's a decent person or honest. And the health issues added to that are, do you really want to put in a candidate who's likely to not to expire before the end of her first term? So, Jim, what do you think of the analysis of the election cycle and what's going on? And the real issues are globalism and Hillary versus nationalism with Trump.
Well, I think that's a good, concise summary, Bill. I would add I have five new books on Moon Rock Books. I mean, the Sandy Hook book. Then there's another entitled, and I suppose we didn't go to the moon either. Then there's another, and nobody died in Boston either, as right. well as the Nuke book. And then we have a new book about to appear from Orlando to Dallas and beyond, which even features Hillary's fakery, which, in case anyone has missed the memo, Hillary Clinton has been using at least two different body doubles, one of whom came out after her collapse on the 9/11 after the memorial service from the building that houses Chelsea's apartment, which turns out to also on the same floor have a medical facility that is now closed, apparently purchased by the Clinton Foundation so that Hillary could receive intensive care under the camouflage of visiting Chelsea's apartment. But the woman who came out was too short, too thin, too young to be Hillary Clinton. She's a couple inches shorter, 35 to 40 pounds younger, lighter, 10 years or more younger. She had no Secret Service. She didn't have her health guy with her. She didn't have Chelsea. I mean, it was ridiculous. She looks a lot like Meg Ryan, Bill, so I refer to her as Hillary's Meg Ryan double. But on the plane to Greensboro, they had yet another double who had a more slanted forehead, taller, thinner than Hillary. She has a different nose. She's missing the two moles on the upper right of Hillary's lip and just below her lower lip. She, I refer to as a Meryl Streep double because she looks a great deal like Meryl Streep. But in my opinion, Bill, once they promoted a single double and pretended it was Hillary Clinton. They vitiated their entire campaign. I believe it's a massive deception on the American people. They're trying to bamboozle the public into believing that Hillary is alive and well. And I mean, this novel who came out, the Meg Ryan, was limber, talkative, cheerful, attractive, totally unlike Hillary. We've had a voice confirmation to compare phone calls that Hillary herself made to Anderson Cooper. You got this high-pitched, scratchy voice. It's very unpleasant. Then another phone call made to Anderson Cooper after the 9/11 collapse. It's a deeper voice, smoother, soothing, a very pleasant voice. Bill, I mean, it's outrageous the extent to which they're trying to deceive the American people.
Now, the reason why the deception is so strong is because they're getting sloppy, and they really don't care if the deception is only perceived by those that are perceptive, which means they're on a very fast timetable, and they're panicking. They're panicking because we have an angry public. In fact, I watched the pollster from Iowa today on Fox News, and she said one of the strongest characteristics is the anger of the public. A number of people voting for Hillary because they don't want Trump in, and vice versa. The fact is, the reason why they don't want Trump in is because they don't want to believe that a businessman of his caliber, which is right at the tippy top, can also be a president. Now, he has a number of things that are going against him. He's a counter-punching top businessman, and that's probably part of the reason why he won the debate with all the other candidates for the Republican Party. With Hillary Clinton, he's got to handle her with, I'm going to say, a little bit more tact, so that he's not perceived as being a misogynist or persecuting women. But you know she's going to come out nasty. And if she comes out nasty, he's going to counterpunch, and he's got lots of places to punch. Even if it's a body double, it doesn't really matter.
Well, it can't be the double, Bill, because there's been too much attention to it. Right. They've got to bring out Hillary. She did a recent interview on a show called Between the Ferns that was largely a lampooning of Hillary, except for one exchange where he says to her, "What do you expect of Donald Trump during the debate?" She says, "Well, I think he'll come out in his red power tie." And he said, "Well, don't you think it ought to be white?" And she acts very thoughtful and says, "Yes, that would be more appropriate." And would you believe it? That's the one clip they played on national television to imply that Donald Trump is a racist and a white power guy. It was all set up just to do that 10-second clip.
Right, and it's not supported by the facts on the ground. I mean, the amount of the interaction he has with the black community and the amount of vote already in the tallies is more than double any previous Republican candidate. So, you know, these things aren't going to hold up. And in 90 minutes, Donald Trump's going to prove that he's presidential. He's now, when people say he's not substantial, even Ted Cruz and others that were against him, vilely against him, know they don't want Hillary, but also they know that Donald Trump's presidential. He wants to work with people like Ted Cruz. He knows that he's a major power in the Republican Party. He wants to work with other Republicans. He wants to work with Democrats. It'll be reasonable. He's not... you know, he said he's running not for president of the world, but president of America, and he wants to put America first. And by the way, if you put America first, then you can stop nation building with countries where you can't build nations because you've got the crazy Islamic faith, which makes it impossible to have democracy. Democracy and Islam do not mix, period. I mean, people need to grasp these things. That's why the Middle East is such a mess, and it has been for thousands of years, and it's not going to get any better until Islam goes away. That's the facts. When, you know, even people that pretend to be moderate, they believe in a faith that's so vile, they have to be quiet even when extreme elements within their faith are doing a silly thing. So if you're a doctor or an attorney, you're not able to turn in your buddies or imams if they're saying ridiculous things in your mosque. The same thing goes with Hillary. She's so corrupt, she can't hide it. I mean, I'm amazed that she's not, the signs aren't out everybody's lawn, Hillary for prison 2016, and they, you know, what... That would be one of the best things out there is, what is she doing running? I mean, it's an embarrassment to me as an American that we let an individual like her. I mean, there's so many good women who could run for president. Why this person?
Yeah,
this
is,
it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
I couldn't agree more, Bill. And the case for her belonging in prison is a slam dunk. I mean, it's just stunning.
Well, part of the reason why she's in the panic mode is this is what I call the sweater of corruption. Now, if you pull on that Hillary thread, it's going to go to Bill and the foundation. It's going to go to the State Department and the FBI that are doing corrupt things like dumping data on a Friday. It's going to go to many departments in the government that are giving contracts out to contributors to the foundation. And the corruption has been going on even long before Hillary arrived in politics back in the early 90s. What we're going to see is a lot of heads of departments are going to get fired and or sent to prison across the country when Trump gets in. Hillary and Bill, and probably George Bush and Dick Cheney, are going to go to prison for what they've done, which is an illegal war in Iraq. There's so many people in both parties that are terrified of Trump getting in there and starting to clean house. It's not just a Republican or Democrat thing. There's lots of bad people on both sides.
Yeah, you're completely correct about that. There's no question. And Hillary recently was shown in what I think was supposed to be a campaign promo, saying in a very angry tone of voice, "Why aren't I 50 points ahead?" And you could just sense that she was seething, that she isn't out dominating Trump, and that he's actually been not only gaining ground on her, but has surpassed her in several of the polls, in spite of the rigging to make it all come out in favor of Hillary. This is all completely outrageous.
Well, the first thing, on the ground, she's outspending by 17 to 1. So her, quote, get out the vote means there's a lot of very lackadaisical people who probably won't show up to vote. Number two, the people on Trump's side are solid supporters. We're angry as hell. We're not going to take it anymore. We're going to show up. We're going to vote early. We're not like typical Republicans that don't vote to vote for voter day. We're going to vote early if we can. You're going to see a lot of people that are on the fence. Independents, 20 points ahead for Trump. You're going to see all the military, Trump. Police, Trump. Border guards, Trump. You're going to see a lot of women who are, how can I say, highly invested in the idea of a woman president. The yuck factor is going to start choking them as you see these debates, because Hillary Clinton's going to come out shrill, unpersonable, untrustworthy, and dangerous. That's what's going to happen. And when that happens, they're not going to be able to pull the card, well, she's the most experienced, the most intelligent, the best policies. If he starts taking apart her policies, like I call a geopolitical autopsy, it's going to look ridiculous. And we have a man who's a businessman, who knows the world, who does business in every country, and then he's going to start taking policies apart with all his policy advisors. People underestimate Trump's intelligence. This man is smart. And when he starts taking it apart, and he doesn't just do it on his own IQ, he gets the best advisors possible, and he listens. You know, it took a while for him to kind of get rid of his political potty mouth, you know, attacking a Gold Star family, which is all set up, Mr. Khan. And we know that Khan and his family are Pakistani intelligence, which is tied to British intelligence. We know that the Democrats sat him there so he could make nasty comments. Why would a Gold Star family man make comments about Trump when he's talking about his son who died, you know, supporting American military operations in the Middle East and in Afghanistan? Why? It's to get Trump to counterpunch. And they did, and he was stupid enough to do it. His mouth is now taped with Kellyanne Conway and his team, and he's now on track. He's giving policy statements. He's shutting up. He's making himself look presidential. He's going to places. He's even talked to Netanyahu. The game is over for Hillary. Once this first debate happens, you're going to see the slide, and her shrill behavior and her attack ads are going to have the negative effect. It's like if you're in high school and you attack somebody so much it gets ridiculous, everybody must think, this person you're attacking must be so great you have to attack him this much. So I think it's going to have a reverse effect. I think it's going to blow back on her.
Well, the fact is that the whole thing with the Gold Star family and this guy Khan was contrived. He was given the Constitution he had in his pocket like 2 days before. He returned it immediately after. This was all a staged, rigged event to embarrass the Donald. And right. It is true, Bill, as you observe, that he went for it. He took the bait. Kellyanne Conway is very shrewd.
She's a geopolitical genius. And let me tell you, the fact that she's managing it now, she is phenomenal, and the whole team is. And, you know, you can't make ridiculous statements like the previous director. I think he was involved with campaigns over in Ukraine, the previous guy. I don't remember his name. What happens is you can't put an ad out where it shows the witch is dead and you see some legs under a fence with Hillary Clinton. Now, she is witchy, but, you know, all you need to do is start dealing with solid policies rather than her personal character. Dealing with her record, dealing with the foundation, dealing with these things, you just keep on exhuming more and more, you know, geopolitical dead flesh. And as they say in Russia, you throw enough mud against the wall, mud sticks to a wall, you know? And there's a lot of mud on the wall now for Hillary, isn't there?
Oh, yes, enormous, unbelievable. Yep. Yeah. I mean, with the Clinton Foundation, or using pay-to-play with the Department of State, turning herself into a political prostitute. Just to give you an illustration, Bill, prostitutes give sexual favors in return for money. Hillary was giving political favors in return for money. Wayne Manson has chronicled some 50 of these instances, an example of which is Australia giving $75 million to the Clinton Foundation in return for strong State Department support for the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is will be a boon to Australian businesses, but it comes at the cost of the sovereignty of the United States. It creates a panel of international attorneys who have the right to override the laws and statutes of any of the 14 Pacific Rim countries, thereby subsumed, including the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah. You know, anybody who is rational that looks at these deals says, are you kidding me? You're talking about a constitutional republic with the best constitution in history, and you're going to totally aviate it and literally make our government vestigial? I call geopolitical vestigiality. It's like turning them all into an appendix. Like, why do you vote for them? The international court's going to make decisions that'll trump it. You know, really. And not only that, do you think that they're going to do it in favor of transnational corporations and billionaires and trillionaires? Of course. What do they expect? You know? It's amazing, you know, the intelligence they expect the public to display. And then when people come out and make accusations that are based on logic, they think they get shrill and say, how dare you suggest that we shouldn't have free trade? I'm thinking, this is not free trade. This is engineered trade. This is global trade. This is a tyranny of non-elected officials operating in the interest of a very tiny, minuscule minority of billionaires and trillionaires and global maniacs, who, by the way, also believe in population reduction. So they're not just talking about energy control and carbon taxes. They're talking about killing off much of the third world with their energy and their international trade policies. This is really nasty, isn't it?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And, Bill Clinton was responsible for NAFTA and the WTO, which gutted our manufacturing and industrial base. This is why Bernie and the Donald have done so well in the Rust Belt states, why Bernie won in Michigan. Everyone perceives the destructive damage inflicted by the North American Free Trade Agreement. Hillary has championed the TPP on 45 different occasions. She has endorsed it. She described it as the gold standard, and she's made it very clear she supports it through her choice of Tim Kaine, right, who's always been adamant about TPP.
But how sneaky they are. They're so sneaky, they've actually said they've changed their thing. It's like a salmon going upstream to spawn. And, we don't want to go up the stream anymore. I'm thinking, what? You're now going to tell, and then Tim Kaine, he's probably dumbfounded. What does he say now when he's been there smirking and smiling how wonderful it is because this Jesuit-trained maniac, and yet now all of a sudden to try to curry the votes of Bernie Sanders, which is a very large segment of the Democratic voting, especially millennials that are in the Democratic Party, they lie. I mean, don't people have two clues to rub together or what? I mean, really?
Oh, I know. It's unbelievable, Bill.
It is, I talk to young people, and I say I like to ask people questions, you know, like you do in your philosophy class. People say, well, why are you so smart, Deagle? I said, because I cannot play with cognitive dissonance. When I was a little kid, when I was an adult, whatever, people say, oh, how are you so smart? I said, I have three copies of the Never-Rust genes, which means I have a total aversion to BS. Whether you tell me one thing is in conflict with another, my mind just will, it's like it's caught in a do loop, you know, like a program, and it just won't stop until it solves a do loop. That's what we have here, is we have a number of people that believe that they can coexist with cognitive dissonance and still survive geopolitically and financially a future that's very dark, because what Hillary and her cohorts plan is a reduction in the human race, a reduction in the world economy, poisoning the population, giving a green light to what we call chemical fracking rather than hydrofracking using microwaves, which is, by the way, very safe, and you need to recharge the aquifers. You can open up the energy sector, including coal, because we have clean coal burning technology. I've seen it. I took care of the companies in Colorado that are using coal from Wyoming, the cleanest coal on the planet. We are the Saudi Arabia of coal. We have enough coal to supply the world with energy for 100,000 years. The whole world. And yet we're buying energy from these maniac countries. We shouldn't be buying a damn thing from these crazy countries. Well, what's our problem? Really? You know? And then we wonder why the country is a mess, because we're making deals. And then we create a balkanization of the Middle East, and now we're going to open up the door. Rather than helping the people in their own country, which I'm sure they want to stay in Syria and Iraq and have safe zones and eat their own food and live in their own country, we import them to our country where there's a social clash. And then you're going to see the rise of a real crusade. You're going to see the rise of neo-Nazis. You're going to see the rise of militia here in America. And if the government thinks they can put it down after they create these circumstances, they're delusional, aren't they?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it, but they're going to do their best to subvert, you know, access to weapons here. This is why the Second Amendment is so bloody important, Bill, is that if we are disarmed, then we're helpless.
I guarantee you it's not going to happen, as I said. And I'll just run through this list because you told me I should probably give some of it out. Okay, the first thing, you can use an air compressor gun to create a ball-bearing weapon, and I can give specific details. Number two, you can create an electromagnetic pulse weapon just with leather, metal foil, cardboard, and plywood, and a couple of capacitors you can hand-make, and you can make an EMP weapon that can knock somebody down a mile away. Number three, you can take a welder's flux with a linear accelerator tube, you can wire together in a few hours on your own, and you can cut a man in half up to 2 miles away, or cut right through a vehicle. Okay? So, let me tell you out there, we got a lot more dangerous things than guns. And if you tick us off, that's going to happen.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Jim, I'm sure there's some more books, especially I can tell rattling around in your mind and the mind of some of your colleagues that are you're a co-author. What kinds of books are coming? Because you can run, let's run through the titles that are over at Moonrock Books right now. And by the way, what I tell people, and you know, this is not a pleasure cruise coming on the Nutramedical Report. It's not a place for people to pontificate when they don't have anything to say. I don't care if you got a grade 3. If you've got a really good point, I damn well want to hear it. I want to be taught. But I want inductive and deductive logic and evidence that could stand up in a court of law or a grand jury. And if you have it, I don't care if you got grade 3 and you're a grandma. I want to hear it. I want to be taught. I want experiential knowledge. I want logic. I want evidence so that it doesn't rattle around and cause me to have a cognitive dissonance seizure. Because that's what I have. People say, why do you pursue the truth? I pursue the truth like a wild animal chasing bleeding prey. And if you don't have that attitude, you're going to be a victim. Now, the new millennials, they don't trust the regular media. That's why they're escaping from the regular parties over to, the Environment Party or the Libertarian. But once Trump proves to the millennials and the independents that he's actually a real viable alternative, the change candidate who actually does care about them, and is like, you know, he's the populist candidate for everybody. And he's not in it. You can tell this guy's a billionaire. Does he need to do this for himself or his own ego? No. No. He's doing it because he knows from the inside that America is about to blow up. Blow up geopolitically, racially, financially. Everything about America is about to end. This is the end of the empire. If we don't refound it right now, it's over.
Oh, Bill, I think you've said a mouthful. If one were to go to Moonrock Books right now, you'd find there are 5 books there with more forthcoming I'll describe. The first is our latest, America Nuked on 9/11, Bill, with which you're thoroughly familiar.
Right.
We got 14 contributors, excellent people, 458 pages, 338 photos, costs about as much as a fast food meal at a restaurant. We have priced them low to make them available to the public.
Rather than asking for free books, I bought 2 books myself right away as soon as I heard that we were going to interview. So I have them here, okay? So I want people to understand, if you don't support what you're doing, if you don't read these books, if you don't start getting toe-to-toe with Democrats and other Republicans who won't support Trump, if you don't realize this is the end of the road, this is not a rehearsal. And by the way, it's not just for America. I talk to people in Europe, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, and I can tell you they know this is it just for planet Earth. Because if this election goes wrong and Hillary gets in and her globalist buddies, not just America is in doom, but the whole world. This is like, you know, Trilogy of the Rings, 4th part. This is really going to get ugly.
Yeah, each of these books has a dozen or more contributors, and most of them, including 6 PhD, current or retired college professors, Bill. So this is not simply my views. This is collective conclusions of a group of independent investigators. The Sandy Hook book has been spectacular. It's now in a second edition. 455 pages, 280 photographs. All the books, it runs just $20. But we have proven here that the school was closed by 2008, that there was no one there. It was loaded with asbestos and other biohazards. They had to declare whether or not to conform to Americans with Disability Act requirements, which would have been so expensive they simply abandoned the school, Bill, which you can prove by looking at any aerial photograph of the Sandy Hook parking lot. You'll see there's none of the familiar blue and white parking areas or signage for handicap exits, have wooden stairways no wheelchair could possibly navigate. It's absurd. The school was, in fact, the boilers haven't been used since 2008, so they couldn't even heat the building on 14 December 2012.
Right.
It was a 28-degree Fahrenheit ground temperature day, but you won't see any steam or heat rising from the building because it was cold. It was an empty building.
Right.
And you see 2 strings of cars parked in the middle, Bill, that are all facing the school. That's ridiculous, a driving instruction when you have it come in, turn to the right, curl around and park facing away. But it was much simpler since they were simply serving as props to bring them in a single file and put them in 2x2x2. So if you just look at an aerial photograph, you know already this is a scam.
Right. Now, you know, we've got to spend many hours now, both on video and these shows. And I have to say, I agree with 100% of what you and your collective minds have stated about 9/11 and Sandy Hook. And by the way, I use the Sandy Hook as a litmus test of broadcasters and journalists. If they don't believe the Sandy Hook was a inside job and a false flag, they're flagged by me. How's that?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, Jim, when we look at all these things, I got to say, we don't take any intellectual prisoners, do we?
No.
Now, I know about people.
We do not suffer fools gladly.
Bill. No, I know. I one of my favorite shows on television is Doc Martin. I don't know if you've seen it from BBC. Now, he has some personality defects that are pretty glaring. He has basically attachment disorder, which is a psychological disorder because his parents are cold, hard maniacs. But the guy is, like, you know, brilliant. And if you throw anything diagnostically at him, he can figure it out, and he'll save your life. I mean, he'll tell you to get the hell out of the room, but he'll save your life if you've got something serious. And he'll see a photograph and see a glint in your eye of a baby and say, oh, my gosh, this baby's got a cataract, or they got a retinoblastoma that if you don't get the damn thing fixed, they're dead or they're blind. Well, the fact is that we have to have leaders show up like yourself, like myself. And we don't suffer the fact that people want to do ad hominem attacks. The typical attacks I get is, you know, you're this, you're that, you're arrogant, you're that. There's a difference between competence and arrogance. I'm not doing this for entertainment. I'm retired, man. I don't need to do this crap. I could just be an expert witness and just go to court and go ka-ching, ka-ching, cash in. And let me tell you have somebody like me that takes a foot-long chart, tabs it, memorizes it, cross-examines the patient, does all kinds of stuff, orders all kinds of tests with their independent panel of specialists, whether it's a neuropsychological injury or brain injury or peripheral nerves. I mean, you don't want me on the other side if you go to court. It's going to get really ugly.
No, I feel the same way. Since my retirement in 2006, after 35 years offering courses principally in logic, critical thinking, and scientific reasoning,
right.
I'm devoting the rest of my life to exposing the lies, the frauds, and the deceptions perpetrated on the American people by their own government.
Right, but to me, the game is over. Even, and let's put it this way, people say, well, you know, if you're so smart, Deagle, if you're telling the truth, Deagle, why don't they kill me? You know why? And they probably said the primary reason why they don't kill me is because if they did, you knuckleheads out there might believe. I don't apologize for it. I tell them, if you really want to just do ad hominem attacks, because I said I got a bulletproof titanium alloyed skin, I don't give a damn what you think, but I still love you. I care about you because I'm an adult, which means my emotional response to you fellow Americans, even if you're spitting at me or want to do something vile, even the people that have death threatened me, you know, I care about them. They're just psychologically disturbed. These people are mentally ill or they're toxic. As I said in the show last week, and I was arguing with my son, who's very intelligent, he talked about the monoamine oxidase 2 mitochondrial gene for degrading dopamine and other amides that causes violent behavior and seizure activity of the limbic center. I told him, I said, look, if given 12, say, black men who have this gene polymorphism, I can tell you precisely what's going on with their brain. No, you can't. You can't solve the problem. There is not a problem. And I'm saying this over and over again. And I beg on my knees and face down the public, present me with any problem in any sphere, and I will either give you the immediate answer and the framework for an answer or a way to find the answer instantly. And I'm sure the same thing with you. You don't have to be an expert in this or that field. You just have to use logic.
Well, I bring experts in different fields.
Exactly.
I'm not myself an expert.
But exactly.
Bill, you know, the third book, and Nobody Died in Boston Either, is of special relevance because they pulled the same kind of pressure cooker bomb now in New York and New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally,
I saw that.
Totally
saw
fraudulent.
This. Right.
In,
I saw the same
in
thing.
In Boston, we have the police on bullhorns calling out, this is a drill. This is a drill. We have the Boston Globe tweeting that a demonstration bomb is going to be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities. A second tweet says one will be set off in 1 minute in front of the library. And 1 minute later, this blast goes off in front of the Boston Public Library. Bill, I'm a former artillery officer in the
U.S. Yeah, I know.
And that was a puff piece. That wasn't powerful enough to kill anyone. And
right.
When we zoom in the smoke, you see their bodies there with missing arms and legs, but there is no blood. As Lorraine Day, MD, who was in charge of trauma surgery at San Francisco General Hospital for 25 years, has observed, that's a physiological impossibility.
Have you ever seen anybody I have working in emergency and trauma and burn units? You've got a major arterial laceration to your head or arms or legs. You can bleed out in 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
Right,
the
right.
amount of blood is mind-boggling. I've literally gone in after I've had a major trauma patient in emergency department trauma, and either when I take off my greens, I drop them on the floor, and there's at least like 10 to 20 pounds of blood alone, just on the floor from the blood that spattered on me, trying to take care of these people, putting in a chest tube, trying to tie off arteries, trying to get them ready for the operating room so they don't bleed out before the surgeon gets up there to do a proper arterial graft. It's disgusting that they would use this kind of crap. And then when you have a public that wants to argue with somebody like me, I don't put up with it. Now, some people think that this is entertainment, radio. No, you've got it wrong. You might be listening to entertainment radio elsewhere. This is not. This is what I call neuropsychological and logic surgery. You're coming into the operating room. We're going to pull out the cognitive dissonance. We're going to laser it out of your head, and we're going to cauterize the blood vessels that feed those cognitive dissonance.
Well, Bill, the blood only started showing up later, and it came out of tubes. It was Hollywood blood. It was too bright, never changed color.
Oh, yeah. Of course, it doesn't oxidize again. Doesn't it get oxidized and turn dark, right? You know, it always stays bright for the camera, right?
Deoxygenates. I was stunned when a Hollywood producer director by the name of Nathan Foulkes, who'd already identified one of the key players, this guy in a cowboy hat, as an actor he cast in one of his own films, observed that he believed it had been done with a smoke machine, and we went through all the photos and films and found it. I even put the photo of the studio quality smoke machine on the back of the cover the book, Bill. So we had amputee actors, phony blood, a smoke machine, because of which I subtitled the book State-Sponsored Terrorism with Hollywood Special Effects.
You know what? I got an idea for you. Believe it or not, you and I present logic, but, you know, people shut down. I find it with friends, relatives, everybody. They say that when I start talking, it's like they've been exposed to an intellectual fire hose. I'm sure you get the same thing. So I got an idea. Why don't you make a series of skits, put them on video, parodying the facts that you had on 9/11 and so on, and make it look like a comedy? Don't even talk about the seriousness. Just say, you know, here were people dancing around the towers as the floors are blowing out, and make it a comedy like SNL. Make it a comedy of, hey, my leg's blown off, and I'm running around, and the leg is a prosthesis at the Boston bombing. You know, talking about how cold it is, we're shivering in the stimulation, you know, in Sandy Hook. Why don't we make it a parody and a comedy thing? Because people, one thing I've noticed when you lower the censor band, if you make something really funny that's really gross, people can't shut it out. They can shut out music and poetry, but comedy, well, that's why the most intelligent people in the world are quantum mechanics, nuclear physicists, and comedians. Because if you make something really, really funny, people can shout, oh man, I got it inside my head. That was so funny. Maybe it's true. And you know what? If you parody it and made about, let's say, 10 little, like, five or four-minute shorts on each of these books that you put out together and make a video and had some really good, you know, not A-list actors, but just some actors, put together a real funny parody with some good videos, the manipulation of, you know, blowing out the squibs of the buildings and so on, and people dancing as the floors are falling and so on, and somebody walking in with all their skin ripped off them from something in the basement. You know, that would kind of maybe get through to the people that, damn it, do you know that you've been lied to?
Well, I'm doing my best to approach the public as adults. You know, I think
I don't think that works.
I think you have some great ideas.
I don't think that they're approaching just because they have an older skin and bones doesn't mean they're an adult. Yeah, I know 90-year-olds that have never grown up intellectually.
Well, Bill, the fourth book is a particularly interesting one. It actually was the first published, although it was supposed to be the second. Mike Palachek, who's a series editor, thought we should publish, you know, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, to which a response might well be, and I suppose we didn't go to the moon either. Which wound up being the first book in the series, but here it is.
By the way, what do you think about our space program? Because I know a lot about it. What's your thesis on it?
Well, it's mostly fraud and deception. I mean, we even had a NASA spokesman come out and explain the greatest obstacle to a manned mission to Mars was the Van Allen radiation belt, as though that were something new, as though that wouldn't have inhibited travel to the moon.
Let me tell you, you know the guy that wrote Eyes Wide Shut and those movies, all these high-level Masonic movies, right?
Stanley Kubrick,
yeah. I'm going to say this from the inside. From the very inception of NASA, which is a high-level Masonic term, high and lifted up, they have had a disinformation op going on for 6-7 decades. The fact is, while Kubrick is doing these films and putting out, you know, these movies indicate the flag is flapping, as the eagle landed on the moon, they don't want to admit to you that they've been to the moon 5 years before the the first moon landing. They don't want to admit that they've been to the Mars, and they've actually have a colony there since the early 1980s. They don't want to admit they have interplanetary vehicles using tokamak fusion reactors that are miniaturized. They don't want to tell you that they're interacting with advanced civilizations from other parts of the galaxy. They don't want to admit advanced transfer of technology and the fact that the ancient civilizations of mankind have been on Mars in ancient times. They don't want to tell you any of this stuff. So they're going to put all this BS out so that you won't believe anything here. It's, again, Reichian mind control. Put out so much BS, there's no way your brain can conceive that mankind get off the moon. You know what the Chinese are doing? They don't believe in all this BS. They're saying, we're putting a colony on Mars, we're going to mine helium-3, we've got 5,000 scientists, we're going to start building tokamak fusion reactors, we're going to advance and interact with alien cultures from other civilizations. I mean, Proxima B is only 4 light years away, which really is not that far. And it has virtually identical climate to Earth. So if they don't think there's life there, people are morons. So, you know, the fact is, they don't want you to know what's really going on. They don't want you to know about deep underground military bases or underground tunneling or any Tier 1 science, which is why Dov Zakheim hid $2.3 trillion, now up to $6.5, because these projects they do not want under the surveillance of Congress and the Senate. So when Stanley Kubrick puts out these things, they contracted these guys from the very first to make sure that somebody somewhere down the road is going to say, this is a fraud, we've never been to the moon, we never did any of these things, because they want to BS you to the point where your brain just shuts down and the average person doesn't have the cognitive wherewithal to say, you know what, they're sending double messages, so I won't even ask questions. So the very first thing that they told me when I worked as a contract physician for U.S. Space Command Strategic Defense in Star Wars, 2 miles underground at Schriever Air Force Base, in the media center run by former Disney execs, 440C Theater, is this is a come-to-Jesus talk. And they started and for several hours told me incredibly classified, verifiable information about what the hell is really going on. And let me tell you, my experience and knowledge, I have released more information by hundreds of times than Snowden or anybody else about what's really happening in terms of weather modification, geotectonics, weather weapons, all kinds of stuff. And people say, well, how do you know that? And you can't do that. I can give them the tech specs of how to do it. So this is really disturbing to me, because I would know that Stanley Kubrick and these other people were specifically contracted to put enough BS no one would believe we ever get off the Earth.
Well, Bill, we may have...
By the way, that's part of the reason why they're trying to attack SpaceX and these other projects, because they don't want independent contractors to get out in space and realize that we're full of crap. They don't want independent contractors setting up even, let's say, vacations in space or going to the moon or realizing what the hell's going on here. Oh, we've had a city up here since the 1960s. Oh,
well, well, Bill, that's really fascinating stuff. I think we have a bona fide disagreement here, no doubt, because you have inside information.
Oh, yeah, classified. I had presidential-level security clearance of photographic memory and technical spec knowledge in every area of science and mathematics.
I'm going to take the caller if you want.
Yeah, we have a caller, John, in Tennessee, about NASA's ties to occult and CERN. Go ahead, John.
Well, I'm wondering, Bill, you know, I'm one of those that aren't really sure that we've been to the moon, but I think what it's been is a way to siphon funds to go into a even darker area, literally opening up the gates of hell by CERN. I'd like to see whether or not you agree with me. Maybe you can elaborate.
Well, first off, they're not trying to open up the gates of hell. I'll tell you what CERN is trying to do. And they have Kali, the Hindu goddess of death and destruction there. Over the CERN site, and these are occult symbology. And a lot of the people are doing it as a form of disinformation, no different than Eyes Wide Shut and Stanley Kubrick. The fact is, and just think about this now, if you look up the payload of getting things in near orbit so you can actually then project it out into space, and how much fuel you need with a typical multi-stage rocket to put a payload on the moon, it's not that difficult. Do you know when they did design of the space shuttle, what year it was? 1933 in Nazi Germany. Did you know that? 1933.
Well, that's where we got the whole idea of Flash Gordon and his ship.
Yeah, listen, I can tell you straight up, and I've said this for 7.5 years, how to build a tokamak fusion reactor. Now, I embarrassed him so much that last February, Lockheed Martin Inter Sputnik, which I, by the way, work with, came out and gave a specific technical design about a 28 by 32 foot that could provide power for 80,000 homes. Now, people say, I don't believe you, Dingle, you're full of it. I can give you the tech specs how to do all kinds of this stuff, including space-based weather modification weapons and how they work. So they can trigger off an earthquake, move a jet stream, change the fourth layer of the Van Allen radiation belt, which is the stratospheric. So we've been in space for since the late 1940s, early 50s, and we have all kinds of science that they don't want you to have a freaking idea about. We literally have weapon systems in space that are Tesla weapons. We've got, you know, in fact, I'll give you an example. 95% of our weapon systems that we have are aimed out in space at nearer space objects and other vehicles that are not ours. How about that? So, yes, there is an occult concern because even Jet Propulsion Lab was run by Satanists. You have to understand, they're not trying to open up a gate. They're trying to open up stargates. They want to open up wormholes so they can transit across the galaxy at above light speed. That's what CERN's trying to do. They're developing what's called the technology to create wormholes. That's what it's about.
Well, and I agree, and I'm a former weapons mechanic from the Air Force.
Right.
And
they're trying to develop what's called star power. First off, we have nuclear fusion. By the way, the solar wind, the heliosphere, generates the nuclear reactions on the sun. The surface of the sun, guess what temperature it is? 5,000 degrees. It's not 100,000 or a million degrees. It's 5,000 degrees. Believe it or not. The center of the sun is not the origin of nuclear reactions on the sun. It's the heliosphere. It's outside the sun. Above it. Up to 100,000 miles above the surface.
What about CERN? They had and they wrote an article that said Alice finds snowballs in hell.
There's so much disinformation, and you have to understand that the higher level Masonic orders are there to create disinformation to the lower. What's really going on is really simple. We're about to transition to become a galactic civilization. Whether you want to believe that we've been to the moon or not, we are within 10 to 20 years of literally traveling across the near star systems and discovering life on other planets. If you look at the exoplanetary research, we have hundreds of planets in our near galaxy, just in our little spiral galaxy, that are perfect places for life or for us to colonize. So the idea that we haven't got a near space program, and the director of Space Command said, we control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars, and he spent hours explaining in detail. Hours.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? Get TheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Or ridiculous humor that deals with facts might get through to the censor band of some of these people who still think that we are either nutballs or we're crazy or we're narcissistic or something wrong with us as to why we want to push these issues when people don't understand that we're brave enough to actually deal with the issues and explain that we're transitioning to a different kind of culture.
Terribly important to have a documented record of the true history of these events and... That's what we're seeking to do and make it available to the public in an easily accessible format so they'll have a permanent record of what actually happened.
Now, we have another caller, Bernard, in Vancouver, but before we get there, I want you to mention the books that are forthcoming now. If you go to moonrockbooks.com, you not only get these five books that are available now, but which ones are coming?
Well, the most important, which we hope to have out within a couple of weeks, is in From Orlando to Dallas and Beyond, which explains a scam in Orlando where the club had actually, the license had expired in 2013. It was limited to 150 legal occupancy. There were only 11 parking spaces. If 50 people had died and 53 wounded, there would have been abandoned vehicles all over the place. They weren't there. A resident in the area has written that it wasn't even a gay club. And believe it or not, the emergency medical center has announced they're not going to charge anyone for the medical care. When's the last time, Bill, you heard of a hospital facility not charging for a Band-Aid?
That's in a parallel dimension that doesn't exist.
It's going to include Hillary Clinton's use of doubles. I mean, this is stunning stuff. Then we have a new book by Larry Rivera in the works about the latest research on JFK. We have a new book by Nick Cullerstone of the UK about false flag attacks from a European perspective. There's a lot more coming, Bill. We're going to keep it on.
By the way, one of the books that I think you guys should write and put together is this burgeoning explosive issue of JASTA. This would be grounds to impeach Obama because the head of the Senate has already said he's going to overcome the veto of the abominator, this monster in the White House, this puppet of George Soros. The fact is that when you get bipartisan 100% support in the Congress and Senate for JASTA, which is to sue the Saudis, and the Saudis have come clean. Shocking as it is, these Wahhabist Muslims have told the truth. Lots of these pilots were still flying years later, 13 of them supposedly Saudi, and they said that 9/11 was a self-inflicted wound by America. Duh! When the Saudis come clean and when the courts start to dig evidence and pull in the sweater of lies, they're going to find out that our government did it, and Dick Cheney and the bunker with Norm Mineta and this military officer are saying, hey, there's a jet coming in, what are you going to do about it, what are you going to do? It wasn't a jet. This is a missile. There were no wide-body jet parts. You know, I'm a forensics examiner. I can tell you, this is such BS, I would want to vomit if I was in court. I'd walk out and say, no, we're not going to deal with this. This
you want to try our caller, Bill?
Yeah, let's get our caller, Bernard. Go ahead.
Yes, good. Hi, gentlemen. Yes, I was able to attend most of the presentations at the Vancouver hearings on 9/11.
Right.
That's fantastic.
Now, what I wanted to ask is, there's a report that the nuclear devices that were put in the World Trade Center are not the only ones, but that was a demonstration that they would be willing to use them, and that it's being used to force the government's hand, like on opening the Mexican border, for example, which might seem kind of bizarre. But they, Franklin Roosevelt said things happen for a reason. They don't just happen.
Check out the Midwest 9/11 Truth Conference 2 for the latest, just published on the 10th of September. Check it out.
Okay, yeah, thank
what,
you.
What website can they go to get that, Jim?
It's at jamesfetzer.blogspot.com.
Oh, jamesfetzer.blogspot.com. Thank you, Jim. We'll be back next week doing videos this week when we get our audio things going after the show today, live stream with Jim Fetzer. Stay tuned. Hour 2 coming up.